What would happen to you if you questioned your faith? Well, for people in the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, questioning the faith can cost you salvation in the next life and your entire support network in this life. That's the reality for many in small rural community known as Short Creek, which includes the towns of Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah. That's the home of the FLDS Church, a polygamous group whose leader, Warren Jeffs, is currently serving a life sentence for 2 counts of child sexual assault. Sarah Ventry from KJZZ reports on what it's like for a few of those who have left the church and been deemed apostates.
5 years ago, when George and Miriam Jessup left the church, FLDS prophet Warren Jeffs had imposed strict mandates on followers, and the Jessups adhered to many of them. They homeschooled their kids, they didn't associate with non-church members, and they were told that leaving meant they were going to hell.
We were choosing to go to hell and be happier there than we would be unhappy going to heaven.
This decision also meant rethinking the entire concept of God.
After we got out and we realized what was going on then.
We didn't like the God that the FLDS gave us, so we traded it in for a new one.
Others didn't leave the church by choice. Some were sent away, like Lawrence Barlow. He was told to leave the community around the same time the Jessups left, when the rules had become all-encompassing. No internet, no non-religious music, a strict dress code. Some married couples were even barred from having sexual relations. And going one giant step further, there was an exclusive group called the United Order, created within the church for those who were most righteous. Barlow says everyone in his family was given membership, except him.
So I got a phone call from the bishop's office, and he came on and read a revelation that I was guilty of everything unforgivable, from murder and adultery to denying the Christ. And I said, I don't know how it can be true, but I imagine if the Lord says it's true, I better go figure out how it could be. And he just said, by the voice of your own confession, you're guilty of these things.
After that, he was expected to leave as soon as possible. His family was told they couldn't contact him, and in an instant, he was on his own. He was away for about a year and a half before he moved back to Short Creek. His wife had a stroke, and he wanted to be here to take care of her. They have a good relationship now, but it took time to heal, not just with her, but with many people.
The experience of leaving the church is that's something that just kind of happens to you. It's like sliding down the slide. It's that bump at the end that gets you. Then you get the painful process of climbing the hill again.
My name is Elisa Wall, and I was born and raised till about the age of 18 in the religious cult called the FLDS.
Wall may be the most well-known ex-FLDS member. That's because she brought a lawsuit against Warren Jeffs. She says he forced her to marry her first cousin in an arranged marriage when she was just 14 years old.
And the way that that happened was very much against my will, and it was a very painful and difficult time of my life. The years that followed were incredibly abusive, physically, mentally, and sexually.
For those who are still devout, Wall could easily be seen as the worst kind of apostate. Not only did she leave the church, but she worked to bring down its powerful leader. And her lawsuit was successful. But it hasn't been easy. Wall's mother and many other family members are still in the church, and she hasn't spoken to them in over a decade.
It's just a very difficult realization of realizing that they don't have the option to love me because it threatens their very existence as they know it. And I hope that changes someday. I hope that I can look my mother in her eyes before she passes away and thank her for the good things that she did give me. And heal the things that we have yet to heal.
And even after everything that happened, Wall, like Barlow, came back to Short Creek.
I had to face the demons that I thought resided here, that had tortured me for so many years of my life. And it was kind of a stubborn determination that I was more than those shadows. I was more than those demons.
George and Miriam Jessup never actually left the community. They wanted to, but as the parents of 12 children, they couldn't afford it. They did put their kids back in public school, something the church had told them not to do. And even though they were in Short Creek, they lost most of their social network for about a year.
All of a sudden, nobody came over. There were no friends. The people that were visiting you last Sunday, you never saw them again.
Over time, they built up a circle of friends, including others who also left the church. For the Jessups, rebuilding community has been deeply important. They even started a nonprofit to put on a 4th of July event. And in a place where patriotic celebrations were banned, that's a radical act. So while it's part of remaking themselves, it's also part of remaking the community. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Ventry.